through informants and witnesses, and from evidence gathered during searches of 26 locations where organization members lived and operated, authorities said. They've pieced together what happened at the house on Wheeler Avenue and why. Andre Louis Armstrong, 31, and James Brown, 43, both of the Pacoima area, were hit with shotgun blasts at the door of the house, police said. They said Loretha Anderson English, 23, of Seaside, and her 28-month-old daughter, Shamise, were fatally shot while waiting in a car parked out front. English's one-and-a-half-year-old son, Carlos, was slightly injured by flying glass. So far, 11 people, including Bryant's younger brother, Stanley Bryant, 30, have been charged in the killings. Stanley Bryant, Leroy Wheeler, 19, Levy Slack III, 24, Tannis Bryant Curry, 26, James Franklin Williams III, 19, John Preston Settle, 28, and Antonio Arsenault, whose age was unavailable. Each face 4 charges of murder and 1 charge of attempted murder. All are Pacoima residents. Antonio Johnson, 28, and Nash Newbill, 52, both of Lakeview Terrace, and William Jean Settle, 30, and Provine McCloria, 19, both of Pacoima, each face charges of accessory to murder. The Settle brothers, McCloria and Arsenault, are still sought. Only Stanley Bryant, Wheeler, Slack, and Johnson have been arraigned. Each pleaded not guilty. Wheeler also has pleaded not guilty to a 5th murder, the September 25th fatal shooting of a Pacoima drug dealer, who police think was attempting to compete with the Bryant organization. According to police and court records, the slayings occurred during a power struggle in which Armstrong, who had served a prison term for a killing attributed to the organization, demanded money and a top position in the so-called Bryant organization. A group decision. Instead of giving Armstrong what he wanted, the organization decided to kill him at a meeting at the Lakeview Terrace house, where the group kept money and cocaine, authorities said. When other people showed up with Armstrong, gang members decided to eliminate them too, police said. Wheeler told a police informant they had to be killed to protect the organization, according to court records. They were shot through the metal door, he's quoted as saying, referring to Armstrong and Brown. The woman and baby had to be killed. She was writing down license numbers. I had to shoot them. Authorities think the Bryant organization took control of cocaine sales in the Northeast Valley after James H. Doc Holliday, a leader of the BGF, was accused in a 1979 double murder in Pacoima.